Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still here with JJ KSI.
Do you think, Kate, it's a bit hippy-dippy. Do you believe that's manifestation? Do you believe it's just having that attitude that you're going to, this is what's going to happen? You always believe this was going to happen. Or do you think it's hard work and talent that pays off? Or it's a mix of all of it?
I didn't manifest this at all. I've never manifested this. It's just happened, but it's happened through hard work and taking opportunities. I always say I'm not talented because I'm not. I'm a blank. I'm just a clean slate. A clean slate. You know, came out of my mom's womb, clean slate. And I obviously through just the culture and all that, I became who I was, but hard work allowed me to get to this position. You know, there was an opportunity with YouTube. I took it and I went with the win with it. There was an opportunity with music. I took it and I went with the win with it. Opportunity with boxing, etc. And it's just every time there's just opportunities where I'm here, you know, people telling me you can't do this, you can't do that. I prove them wrong and I smash it. That's just it.
Do you not though? Because you guys, and we had to like hold our hands up here and be like, sweet, you guys are the ones who started the boxing. You and Joe were the ones who created.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was actually Joe Weller and Theo Baker, but I kind of made it bigger than it was. Yeah.
And then you fought Logan and beat Logan.
Yeah. And then Logan and Jake have really taken it to another level, which is annoying because
it's annoying, right? It's
like, because I want to be in that position, but I can't be in that position as well as being the position I am in music, as well as the position I am in YouTube. So it's really hard to do everything to that level, but I'm kind of in a spot where I'm able to just, you know, coast and just smash it in my own lane.
Are you fighting again?
I want to fight again, yeah. So I don't want to say too much.
I find that the whole thing is so jokes. It's so medieval. It's like, right, I'm just going to phone up this guy. Let's have a duel. Right?
Let's have a duel. Right,
but it's not, but like, and I know you probably get asked this all the time, but you know, with the Paul brothers, it's nuts how that is like a thing now, how like he fought Mayweather and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's just how it is, man. Like, that is the life we live in, the world we live in. Anything is possible. Yeah,
he's aggressive motherfucker. He does not.
Yeah, no, I'd beat him. No, yeah. No, 100%. Yeah, I'll beat him. Yeah.
No, I think he would beat him. I think he would beat him. He's just like, but he's like aggressive in terms of his personality. He doesn't care.
Until someone hits him hard, and then he realizes, oh, actually, this kind of sucks. He hasn't really been tested. Woodley hopefully should be able to test him, and then we'll be able to see if he's actually the real deal. Ben Askren didn't test him at all. And
what was that fight?
Bro, Ben Askren was absolute dog, bro. Absolute dog. Bro, hardly did anything. He was actually a sham. But we all knew he couldn't box anyway.
What do you think? What in terms of pay-per-views, so that, sorry, we're going to get off this one second, but pay-per-views, what do you think? Do they make a lot of money doing that? Yeah.
Of course, bro. Bro, Logan made 20-plus million.
Jesus.
Yeah. He's wow. Living good. I'm sure Jake is living good with a couple millions with his Ben Askren fight. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of money in it. And that's why, you know, I've created my own boxing promotion company.
Yeah, but with have you done that? What's it called?
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Give an exclusive, JJ. Let's go. Don't tell us. You can edit it out. It's fine.
I'll say it and
Harry. We can edit that. If you want to edit it out.
If I'm not allowed.
Yeah, of course. Really?
Yeah.
Dude, how do you manage, okay, because I always think managing time is the hardest thing.
Mm.
How the hell do you manage your time?
I have a schedule. I literally have a schedule.
It's very easy.
Literally, I have a schedule where I'm able to just see what I'm doing every single day.
Oh, you have a diary? I have one.
Yeah. Maybe I'm trying to get deep.
I love that. Trying to get all that thing. Okay, there's a question. If you had a choice to fight anyone, you had the top three people, who would it be on your list? You're going to fight Jake at some point.
Okay. I'd say Jake Paul, Mayweather.
Jesus.
And maybe as a warm-up, Austin McBroom, yeah.
Do you know what's so funny is that you say these names and it's like plausible?
Hilarious thing. It's not even like... like out of this world. It's actually possible.
Yeah.
It's like me saying, I'm gonna go and play Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods.
It's not that good.
As a warm-up, Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
It's like I'm saying that. But yours is plausible. That's nuts, man. That you've got yourself to a place where you can create that much energy around something. This is like with your music, right?
Mm.
That you can create so much. This is the funny thing that I always think, you know about your music. You do this press tours and stuff like that, but the biggest mechanism for your PR is yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you create far more buzz yourself than anyone else can create for you.
Well, yeah.
Apart from this podcast, of course. Right.
But no, you are right. But, you know, I can't reach every single person with just my audience, can I?
Yeah.
So it's also there's a reason why I do the press as well, because there's people that I can't reach that, you know, other platforms can help me reach. So, you know, when I go on TV, it allows me to reach an older audience that I don't normally reach with just YouTube content or TikTok, etc. Same with, you know, this podcast. There's a lot of people who don't know who I am. I'm not a type of person that just thinks, oh, everyone knows me, I'm the most famous person in the world. Like, it's a very big world, man. And, you know, you've got to be smart with it as well. And, you know, I know how important it is to reach a different audience that isn't mine. So that's why I do a lot of the press as well.
Did you ever have any period, because people just saw you as a YouTuber, did you ever have any imposter syndrome or anything like that when things just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger? Or did you always be like, no, I feel like I deserve where I am?
No, I definitely get the imposter syndrome a few times because, you know, like, you know, I step back and I go, flipping heck, like, my life is mental. Like, yeah, it is crazy.
Not when you got a schedule.
But, like, with, like, everything that has gone on and happened in my life, like, the good and the bad and the ugly, like, it is crazy how everything has just come together. And, you know, I sometimes think that my life is a simulation, like, as if it's all coming to this one point. And, you know, I don't actually have free will. It's just...
We're actually here to break it to you. It's a
Wake up.
Mr. Smith's gonna I get freaked out about that shit. That simulation stuff.
I do believe it's
Don't say that.
Honestly.
No, come on. I didn't like all that nonsense. It freaks me out too much when we talk about simulations and stuff like that. But I know what you mean, JJ, where it's like because everything seems to be happening one after the other.
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't seem to be real. There needs to be some sort of reason why this is happening in a sense.
Well, and that's why I think for me, you know, I made sure to have a girlfriend that would help ground me, you know, like throughout this stage as well. Like, obviously, it's not like I planned it. Like, I'm going to make sure before I get famous, I have a girlfriend that grounds me the whole time. Like, so I don't, you know.
Just to let you know, babe, I'm going to blow up. But I'll hang on to you, don't worry.
You're going to ground me.
You're coming with me, baby.
But, I it's good to have someone, you know, who always keeps me in touch with reality because it's so easy to get caught up with this whole lifestyle and just think, I'm a god amongst men.
Conor McGregor did that quite well.
Is that a picture of her behind you on that?
No, that's Lorraine.
Why
was your girlfriend?
I saw it earlier and I was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, no, you won't know who my girlfriend is. Like, she's very private. Yeah,
that's so cool though, Jay. I mean, listen.
Is she real?
Come on. Yeah, just up in the corner. But Jay, I think that's very cool because living such a public life, keeping things private is so important.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have someone in your life who firstly wants to remain that way, but secondly, that you like that, that's such a valuable thing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you give over everything. And coming from a show where I did reality show where I gave over everything, once you give over everything, you can't take it back.
Yeah.
It's very hard to like reassert things. So just have that, I think is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. JJ, also you've got the KSI show, don't you?
Which is
so what's that about?
So a lot of people are probably gonna listen to this and be like, I still don't get it, but I wanna try and explain it in some kind of way. So obviously you got people like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And you got people like what's her name? Dua Lipa, who have created this, you know, musical performance. Over the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I have decided to create something similar, but different at the same time. So I wanted it to be a live event where it's not just music. I implement music and YouTube and boxing. I implement everything that, you know, my whole journey, I implement it into this show essentially for people to watch. And, you know, I bring in mainstream and I bring in the internet and I combine it. You know, I include people like, I can't say who, but let's just say the special guest will blow up the internet.
Matt Hancock, isn't it?
I mean, you never know, man, with me, trust me. But it's going to literally make people from all parts of the world, all parts of the industry, just look at this spectacle and go, wow, I can't believe he was able to pull this off. And when people watch it on the 17th of July, it's going to blow up the internet.
Can we get tickets? How do we get tickets available?
So it's a live stream. It's a live stream. So it's all online. All online. Well, my whole life is online. So it makes sense for it to be online. And all you do is go to watch it and boom.
How many views do you think you're going to get? If you had to guess.
I mean, the production costs over 2 million to do. And it's so funny. All the guests, when they came through, were like, Jesus Christ, this is insane, this production. It's like a movie, bro. Like, I'm taking things to another level. That's just me, bro. I'm making moments. I'm making, you know, like, big things happen in the UK, bro. So
you're going to fire Hanson out of a cannon. It's going to be, if you have Rolling Stones playing or something like that, man,
it's going to be crazy, bro. Trust me.
Dude, I say 17th of July. What time does it start?
I believe, I'm not too sure. I think it might be 8 p.m.
Maybe. Okay, we'll keep eyes peeled for it.
Yeah.
Dude, listen, we don't want to take up too much of your time. I want to give a shout out. No, honestly, man, because you've been too friendly. But listen, you know, shout out to your new album coming out 16th of July, right?
Yes, all over the place, man. Yeah, be sure to check it out.
Where did you get the inspiration from? Was that after you lost all that money?
Oh, triggered. No. It's just because it's literally who I am, man. I am all over the place. I'm on TV, YouTube, boxing, music. Yeah, I'm everywhere. And same with the album. It's everywhere, all over the place.
You haven't broken the fishing world yet, though.
Well, I did. You never know. Maybe one day.
The deep sea fishing world. Okay, Jay, last question for you, right? So if you could pick, then... You know, everyone always says what you want to achieve and what you want to do, and because you have so many things going on. If someone said to you, this is one thing that I want to do, this is it, and it gives you, you know, and I would spend, you know, 5 years doing it, what would you want to do? Would it be, you know, being a top artist? Would it be being a top boxer? Would it be being a presenter? What would it be?
I think it'd be being a good dad.
That's great.
Oh, man, that was the right answer.
Well done.
No, for real. I think that's... undoubtedly, like, probably the most important thing out of all of this. Like, yeah, I'm, you know, making money, I'm having fun, I'm enjoying myself, but I think at the end of the day, like, when I do settle down and have a wife and kids, I think being a great dad and, you know, being able to put all of that aside to focus on my kid is, yeah, probably the most important thing.
Jay, that's honestly, I swear to you, I've just written a book anyway. Yeah. And my ending thing is, as I said, I say that what I've realized in life is the most important thing is I can't wait to be a dad because then you're someone else's hero. Actually, that's my last paragraph
hard.
Of my book.
Hard. Yeah. That's sick. That's insane.
Yeah.
What
I
a
swear.
Final sentence. Jesus.
The rest of the book is utter shit. So, yeah, trust me. Just skip to that bit.
Okay. Listen, JJ, thanks so much for coming on the podcast. We want to leave you with one question and you have to answer it very quickly. You have to fight one person, Alex or I. Who would you pick?
Right now.
Wait. You have to pick Alex or myself. Who would you pick?
I mean, any of you.
Okay.
Come on, right?
Take you both at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. Let's go.
Buddy, listen, we wish all you the best in the world. Hey, album coming out 16th July. Everyone go and check it out. It's going to be unbelievable all over the place. JJ, appreciate it, buddy. Have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me, guys. Appreciate
it. Have a good one. Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.